Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 4, Ravana's Evil Trickery. Scene 3, Saruman's Service. As soon as Ravana left, a Rakshasi named Saruma, the wife of Vibhishan, came towards Sita. Taking her away from the other Rakshasi guards, she reassured the distraught princess. I heard what Ravana said to you, but you should not believe him. He is a great trickster and liar. Oh, gentle princess, be fully restored to confidence. Ram is not dead. Why, even now, the demon king is making plans to defend the city from the monkey forces. Those forces are headed by your unconquerable husband and his brother. Saruma spoke to Sita with affection. The Rakshasi was as pious as her husband, and she had often comforted the grieving princess. She assured Sita that the so-called head of Ram was simply an illusion conjured up by Ravana and his henchmen. As Saruma and Sita spoke, they heard the crash of war drums, as well as the clamor of troops and the blare of countless trumpets. It was obvious a battle was about to commence. Saruma had heard from her husband all about Ram. She said to Sita, "This mighty fight will result in the complete destruction of the demons. Ravana will undoubtedly be slain by Ram. No other outcome is possible. Dear Sita, I am certain you will soon be reunited with your husband." After gladdening Sita, Saruma asked if there was any service she could do for the princess. She offered to carry a message to Ram. "If you wish, I can go invisibly through the skies and reassure Ram of your safety. But first, Sita asked to be informed of Ravana's plans. She wanted to know if Ravana had any intention of releasing her, or even killing her before Ram came. If so, then perhaps a message should be taken to Ram. Saruma then went unobserved into Ravana's chambers and listened to the discussions. After some hours, she returned again to Sita and informed her what was happening. "Ravana has been exhorted by even his own dear mother to return you to Ram, along with one of his elderly and affectionate counselors. She tried at length to make him understand and see sense. Other wise ministers have also put forward a case for your return. They warned Ravana that battle with Ram and the monkeys would have only a disastrous result for the Rakshasas. But Ravana will no more let you go than a miser leaves his hold on treasure. Ravana is not prepared to release you until he has laid down his life in combat." Sita thanked Saruma for her kindness and friendship. Feeling reassured that her husband would soon arrive to rescue her, she sat beneath the Singshapa tree absorbing herself in thoughts of Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.